Good morning, church family. Welcome to worship this third Sunday of Easter. For all of creation rejoices and sings,
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
But the people look down at themselves, at their own lives.
Let us look up. Let us sing for joy.
We are called to celebrate and share the good news.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Call out, sing out, and share with those around that your Lord Jesus is risen. He is alive.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Now let us confess before God and one another. At times, loving Christ, we doubt and we do not trust in you. We say we do, but there are days and there are times when we deceive ourselves. We fail to love one another with mutual love and respect. We fail to see one another as siblings of the faith. We forget that we are the resurrection people. We fall into our old patterns and ways of thinking that can put ourselves first instead of serving others first. Forgive us. Call us into the ways of following your example. To love our neighbor as ourselves, to become last of all and servant of all. In your name, the name that redeems us all, we pray. Amen. Hear, O people, Christ lives. Christ is our Redeemer. He calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are his body, the body of Christ. You cannot be forgotten. You cannot be left out. You are forgiven. You are loved. And you are restored. In the name of Christ we pray.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
This Sunday's scripture lesson comes from the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, verses 36 to 48. Now while the disciples were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Now while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And now let our hearts and minds be in a time of prayer. Loving God, we are here witnessing to your presence in our lives. Lord, we know that you are ever more ready to welcome us into a relationship with God than we are to seek it out. Forgive us when we have fallen short. Pick us up. Raise in us the desire and the passion to seek your love and your justice. In times like these, we see the best and the worst of your creation come forth. In parts of our country where armed conspiracists and others who seethe anger and proudly display hatred choose their own selfishness over others, we can clearly see where a love of neighbor is absent. Give us strength, God, to stand up to this epidemic as well as the virus itself. Lord, we lift up your holy church that has firmly taken root in each of our homes. And for those struggling this day with fear, anxiety, depression, or whatever way the struggles present themselves, we pray for comfort. We lift up our leaders and representatives as they lead in ways that truly mean life and death for some. God, give them clear, complete, and coherent thoughts that will quit dividing us finally. We continue to pray for those working in the hospitals, those medical staff, first responders, and others who are continuing the battle. For all those who have suffered loss in these times, we pray for them and their families. And now together, with the confidence of the whole church, which God has opened to all people, let us pray as Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor David. I'd like to just start by saying that this time of the year, throughout these 50 days of Easter, my words seem to completely fail me. I mean, the empty grave, the "he's alive" part, deep down in our hearts, if we want to be 100% honest with ourselves, it just doesn't seem to add up. I mean, the last couple of months feel like we have been buried, shoved deep into a grave, with no hope that things will ever get better or back to normal. The world as we knew it seems long gone. And they are in the same boat. Well, maybe not exactly, but even though Jesus sounds like a broken record throughout his ministry and keeps on pressing the fact of his upcoming death and resurrection, when all of that finally happens, none of his disciples celebrates the news. There's no sign of parties, no sign of balloons or bubble machines and picnics or hayrides or even children's laughter in the church courtyard. And let me tell you, I miss those days. There's no sign of "I knew it," just like Jesus said. And it's all too good to be true. And isn't it so much easier to focus on the negative? On that what is broken and doesn't work? We have been told to stay home, schools have been closed, and worship in person seems like a distant memory. We're almost too scared to have dreams. We can't make plans, and then the news, it's constantly blasting out loud, and social media is driving us insane. We're trying to make this work. We're trying to enjoy the extra times that we have as families. We're trying so hard to make the best out of this situation, but the unknown is getting to us. The images of those who have been dying are still haunting us. No wonder we feel like we have been buried, shoved deep into a grave, with no hope that things will ever get better or go back to normal. Still, Easter has happened. Despite everything that has transpired in the last couple of months, Easter has happened. Jesus has risen. Yes, he died, but then he rose from the dead. And in this life-changing event, when we learn that God is far greater than the limits of what we can predict or expect or plan for and control or even imagine. And all of this, we're learning to cling to a promise that was once given to us, that God is with us, and that God will be with us even to the end of the world. And I don't know about you, but this promise, it looks very different to me now that I live in fear that I can lose someone I love to COVID-19. This promise looks very different to me now that I try to process the large number of those who are still struggling for their lives and are dying alone without their loved ones by their side. It looks very different to me now that I had to cancel our family vacation that we had been so excited about for months. It looks very different now that overseas travel is not an option, and I may never see my 86-year-old grandmothers again. It really does put things into perspective. A majority of what we once thought was a problem, as it turns out, are really only first-world problems. And how much had we taken for granted? My children had a literal wine fest the other day, and by that I mean W-H-I-N-E, of course. All because their daily afternoon snack consisted of nectarine oranges instead of their favorite strawberries or bananas or even apples. And no amount of explaining that this is all we have in the fridge would help the situation. This mama was not a happy camper. All the effort and all the work to raise thankful children, and they just turned their noses up at fresh fruit like that. So here I am, complaining to my own mama, and she quickly calms me down as she reminds me of a similar incident, except this one took place almost 30 years ago. Two little girls, also quite unhappy about their nectarines, much to their parents' displeasure, of course, because their parents, well, after all, they grew up in the midst of communism, and many basic commodities were scarce, some pretty much non-existent, kind of like those nectarines. Sometimes we don't get it. At least not until it is too late. Don't worry, I'm not going for a guilt trip here. I guess I'm just acknowledging my own sadness over things that are not a given anymore. Yet, with us losing so much, I believe that we have also learned how to treasure what we have that much more. Time with our loved ones is not disposable. Sitting down to a dinner table as a family is not disposable. Playing a silly old board game is not disposable. We each have our lists. And so did the disciples of Jesus. Their lives have fallen apart. And yes, they still have one another, but everything they hoped for fizzled away right in front of their eyes. Life does that to us sometimes. And in the moments like these, it's natural to doubt. But remember, Easter has happened. Despite everything that has transpired, Easter has happened. Jesus has risen. But I get it. Easter is not automatic. Even the gospel writer Luke seems to acknowledge this reality when he writes, while in their joy of seeing Jesus alive, holding on to his hands and seeing his feet, the disciples were still disbelieving and wondering. Or if you go to the Message Bible, there it says they still couldn't believe what they were seeing. It was too much. It seemed too good to be true. And sometimes that long-awaited light at the end of the tunnel, or things finally getting back to normal, or the glimpses of hope, sometimes all of this seems to be just that, too good to be true. And that's when doubts and questions arise, and we seem to develop some trust issues. The Gospel of Luke is keeping it real for me, just as real as life. And right now, life is not easy. Most of us have never faced a pandemic before. We're still learning how to navigate in these waters. Or what do they call it? Crisis living? Well, that's life right now. Life that comes with tensions and with questions and doubts. And doubts have this tendency at times to take us on a ride outside our comfort zones. But let's be honest. God and Christ entering our lives and our history simply to be with us on our good days, but also on our not so good days, kind of like right now. It sure seems too good to be true. And at times, even the empty grave and Christ's resurrection. But you see, we look for God and contentment, or success, or good health, or financial security and material well-being, but then some of it, or all of it fails, and we cry to Jesus, "Why have you abandoned me?" Because that's exactly how it feels. It's almost like we're not ready to encounter Easter until we've spent some time in the dark place. And at times like these, when we lack words, or when we have our back and forths with God as we pray and demand some answers and even blessings, at times like these, Jesus does exactly what is needed. He nurtures us. He nourishes us. Remember his disciples? They got him a piece of broiled fish and they ate together. He did not give him an earful or accusations and a guilt trip. And that very fact is very reassuring to me, especially in times such as these. Because instead of speaking judgment in the face of our brokenness, Jesus offers us grace. Instead of condemnation, Jesus forgives us for not having it all together. Instead of merely pointing us in the right direction, Jesus actually walks with us, and he takes us by hand and at times carries us if we need it. Instead of some sort of cheap comfort, Jesus shows true understanding of our fears and brings the words of peace, the kind of peace that is really beyond our comprehension. And just like I said a few weeks ago, instead of resuscitation, God offers us resurrection. And instead of giving us a plain old miracle, God gives us Jesus, God's very own self. And that's Easter, friends. Despite everything that has transpired in the last couple of months, Easter has happened. And it has happened for us. Jesus has risen, and the power of God's grace is here to cast aside whatever it is that has control over us. Our God is here, even in the midst of pandemic and in all the hardships that life brings. And all of that, God is with you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Romy. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon each of you with favor and give you peace. Amen. And now, beloveds, go in peace, stay at home, and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay safe, be well, and until next time.